Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here on the Love Wide Open podcast, I work hard to help people get out of their busy heads and back into their hearts. We talk about all things life, love, relationships, vulnerability, how the world works. We take a look at all perspectives. We also talk about how to heal our own hearts so that we may love ourselves and ultimately love others. I am an alternative healthcare practitioner, a heart-based coach, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, the publishing and managing editor at lovewideopen.com, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak. So thank you. Thank you for joining me. Now, let's sling some love together.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to episode 38. We're talking about healing today. You know, yesterday I had the pleasure of being on a live stream on Facebook with Mr. Steve Wentworth out of England. He had just reviewed my book and written a review for it on Amazon UK. And I was floored by it because He mentioned that, you know, even though this book was not self-help, that anybody who has been through relationship trauma should read it because it actually helps you help yourself. And I reached out to him and I said, you know, Steve, you hit this right on the head of how the book itself, Roots and Tendrils, is about a journey of healing, a journey of healing through the trials of many broken relationships and also the highs of love. You know, I believe we learn the most and we grow the most when we are in our absolute highs and our absolute lows. These are the times when we grow the most. These are the times when we can reflect or heal ourselves the most. So in getting back to this healing aspect, you know, as an alternative healthcare practitioner, I work with people who come to see me because they are having some sort of physical ailment usually, or understand that there's something deeper going on with them. So we look at this. We look at what's actually manifesting in a physical form, what's happening, what's leading towards disease, like where are they in pain levels or whatever's manifesting in them. And then we take a deeper look inside. What potentially are the emotions that we're stuffing away? What are the things that we have not dealt with? What are the things in life we are just not digesting, literally, emotionally, physically? Food we're taking in, toxins we're taking in, self-limiting beliefs that we're taking in, negativity, toxicity in people that we're taking in that we just cannot digest. And it comes out in us in very interesting forms. And I know this firsthand because this happened to me many, many years ago where I was in a time in life where I was unable to digest some things emotionally. And they got really stuck and I couldn't move them. And they started to manifest in pain and in panic attacks and a lot of other physical aspects. And of course, all the tests were fine. I was perfectly healthy. but yet I felt horrendous. My body hurt, my joints hurt, I was having nerve pain, all of these panic attacks. So what was it? What was actually going on? And with the help of some alternative healers and also my physician, who very much was open to non-Western medicine, and through the help of some amazing people, I got to look really deep inside and say, oh, these things that I have taken on and that I'm not healing are hurting me, right? How many people do you know like that? Are you one of those people? You know, it's easy to do, I think, in today's society where we just stuff down our emotions and think we're all right. And then all of a sudden, physical things start to happen with us, or depression or anxiety. It all has to go somewhere. It can't just be stuffed away, that we actually have to deal with it. So I was really thankful for this live stream yesterday. We got a lot of people talking about healing and the healing aspect and how vulnerable we need to be in order for ourselves to heal. That we need to take a really, really hard look at ourselves to say, okay, what's going on here? What part of myself am I not allowing to live that is now manifesting in other ways that I can't live? So we have to take a really, really deep, deep look at ourselves. And through vulnerability, whether it be our own self-healing or getting the help of another professional, we have to take this look at ourselves. And a lot of times we walk right up to what I call the cave of fear. We walk right up to it, right up to the opening of it. And for me and for my clients, the true healing begins when, you know, this is a line from a poem that's in my book, and it's called Cave of Fear, that it takes a lot of courage to come face to face with your soul and be brave. How true is that? How much courage does it take to come face to face with your soul, to take full responsibility of who you are, to not blame and shame yourself, to not blame and shame everyone else for things that are happening in your life? It takes a lot of courage to come face to face with your soul and say, yeah, I did that. Or I did that to myself. Or I did that to that other human being. Or, wow, what I thought I believed isn't really true. That's one of those really fun moments when all of a sudden, like, things you've always thought and believed, that you come to this realization, I've been not believing the right things about the world, myself, society, other people. It takes courage to come face to face with your soul. And healing as a total inside job. You know, there's this great documentary called Heal. You can see it right now on Netflix. And it's amazing. And it talks about all of these practices that I understand as an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, that we are the thoughts we believe. If we believe negative thoughts feed on negative thoughts, and they create pain and anxiety and depression within ourselves. If we think positively, if we think we are something, if we think we are healthy, if we really truly believe that and we get really clear with ourselves, we can heal ourselves. We are magnificent creators. We have the ability to heal ourselves through almost anything. So I highly recommend that documentary called Heal. And if you're in any sort of relationship trauma and think you can't come out of it, I also recommend my own book, Roots and Tendrils. It's written in poetry form. Thank you so much. I hope you have a love-filled day. I hope you are able to digest some of what you heard today in a way that is a new perspective, and that you're gentle with yourself. Because in order to heal, we have to be gentle with ourselves. Until next time.